A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in him, rooted in him, and built upon him, and established in the faith as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one captivate you with an empty, seductive philosophy, according to the tradition of men, according to the elemental powers of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells the whole fullness of the deity bodily, and you share in this fullness in him, who is the head of every principality and power. In him you are also circumcised, with a circumcision not administered by hand, by stripping off the carnal body with the circumcision of Christ. You are buried with him in baptism, in which you are also raised with him through faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. And even when you were dead in transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he brought you to life along with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, obliterating the bond against us with its legal claims, which was opposed to us. He also removed it from our midst, nailing it to the cross, despoiling the principalities and the powers. He made a public spectacle of them, leading them away in triumph by it. The word of the Lord. The Lord is compassionate toward all his works. I will extol you, O my God and King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day will I bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever.
The Lord is compassionate toward all his works.
The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all his works.
The Lord is compassionate toward all his works.
Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse in the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might.
The Lord is
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew; James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called a zealot, and Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a stretch of level ground. A great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And even those who were tormented by unclean spirits were cured. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch him, because power came forth from him and healed them all.
Verbum Domini.
Today, the church celebrates the feast of St. Peter Claver, a Spanish Jesuit who became a priest and a missionary to South America. And he is best known for his work among the African slaves who were brought to South America. And at a time when far too many people simply accepted and tolerated the evil of slavery, St. Peter Claver behaved counterculturally. Whereas slave owners and slave traders reduced people from Africa to mere property to be sold and treated accordingly, Peter Claver recognized their inherent God-given dignity as human beings. And he dedicated his life to ministering to the African slaves and delivering the gospel message to them. Peter Claver was born to a prosperous family in Spain in 1580 and joined the Jesuits at the age of 20. And he developed a close relationship with a fellow Jesuit brother named Alphonsus Rodriguez. And it was St. Alphonsus Rodriguez who encouraged Peter Claver to serve as a missionary in the New World. And initially, Peter was hesitant to leave Spain behind, but he later decided that it was God's will for him to become a missionary in this distant land. He arrived in Cartagena, Colombia, where he completed his theological studies and was ordained to the priesthood in 1615. And throughout his priestly studies, Claver was exposed to the horrors of the slave trade, as well as the harsh and brutal treatment to which the African slaves had been subjected by their Spanish masters. And although Pope Paul III had previously condemned the practice of slavery, at least for the indigenous tribes, the practice continued nonetheless. And St. Peter's exposure to the horrible slave trade motivated him to dedicate himself to ministering to the slaves. At his final profession of vows, he made a special vow in writing that he signed in his own blood that he would make himself a slave to the slaves. And during the remaining 40 years of his life, he served the spiritual and physical needs of the African slaves as they were brought to South America. And the journey from Africa to South America was so treacherous that nearly a third of the slaves would die before even arriving at the South American shore. And once the ships arrived, St. Peter Claver was there with a group of missionaries, and he was there to greet the slaves. He immediately boarded the ship, provided food, water, clothing, and medicine for the slaves, who had endured immense cruelty during their travels. And he knew that they needed to be shown the love of Christ in a tangible way. And St. Peter Claver says in a letter that he wrote about one of his experiences ministering to the slaves. He says, "This was how we spoke to them, not with words, but with our hands and our actions. And in fact, convinced as they were that they had been brought here to be eaten, any other language would have proved utterly useless. We made every effort to encourage them with friendly gestures and displayed in their presence the emotions which somehow naturally tend to hearten the sick." And through their works of charity, St. Peter Claver and his fellow missionaries witnessed to the inherent dignity of each of these African slaves and effectively communicated the love of Christ to each one of them. And as the African slaves came to realize that these missionaries truly cared for them, body and soul, they were well disposed to receiving religious instruction from them. The Jesuit missionaries instructed the slaves concerning the wonderful effects of the sacrament of baptism, as well as the other sacraments. They also instructed them in the moral precepts of the gospel and taught them the mysteries of the Christian faith, including the Blessed Trinity, the Incarnation, the Passion of Christ, and his resurrection. And by the end of his life, St. Peter Claver was successful in instructing and baptizing over 300,000 slaves. Peter Claver not only showed concern for the salvation of the slaves, but also for the slave owners and for the slave traders. He would visit with the slave masters and the traders and proclaim the gospel message to them and exhort them to treat the African people with dignity and respect. Instead of treating them as property to be bartered or sold, they ought to treat them as human beings with immortal souls who are equal in dignity to themselves. And sometimes the slave owners would invite Peter Claver to stay in their homes with them, but Peter would always decline. Instead, he preferred to stay with his flock, with the slaves, to whom he had been ministering. He always resided in the same poor, harsh conditions to which the slaves had been subjected. And he even deprived himself of food and sleep so that he might live in solidarity with the slaves. St. Peter Claver faithfully fulfilled his vow to live as a slave to the slaves. He is a remarkable witness to the consistent teaching of the Church concerning the infinite dignity of every human being from conception to natural death, regardless of race, color, nationality, language, culture, or religion. And this teaching on the inherent dignity of every person has been upheld by all the popes in more recent centuries, especially John the 23rd, Paul the 6th, John Paul II, Benedict the 16th, Pope Francis, and our current Holy Father, Leo the 14th. And while society has done much throughout the years to advance the cause of human dignity and equality since the period of the African slave trade, there is still more work that needs to be done for the sake of social justice and the implementation of Catholic social teaching. And so we look to St. Peter Claver as an example of showing genuine concern for the poorest of the poor, those who are marginalized by society, so that they might come to know Christ and his salvation. And by proclaiming the gospel message, especially through his actions, his works of charity, St. Peter Claver overcame the evil of slavery and promoted the authentic freedom that we find only in Jesus Christ.